Corey Stewart, candidate for the United States Senate, Virginia.
What's your 15, 30-second pitch as to why people should vote for you?
I'm a fighter. I've supported President Trump's agenda since day one. I will be supporting his America First policies, and I'm a winner 5 times in blue Northern Virginia.
What's your most important issue? If there was something that you can say, I'm going to change this, what is it?
Well, I'll be the biggest supporter of President Trump in the United States Senate. We need those votes to build the wall, to enforce our immigration laws, to rebuild the military, and to rebuild the economy.
President Trump didn't win Virginia. What would be different that would help you win? And Ed Gillespie lost in the fall. So what would be different that would help you win in November?
Well, the Trump campaign was outspent by Clinton 7-1. And at the end of the campaign, Trump pulled out of Virginia. If we hadn't done that, we could have won. Plus, the fact that the president's numbers, approval rating continues to rise means that we have a real good shot at winning Virginia.
What makes you different from the other two candidates that you're running against?
Well, the biggest thing is this. I've been able to win in Northern Virginia, not once, not twice, but 5 times. 4 times countywide in the second largest locality in the state in a blue area. So if people are looking for a fighter and a winner, then I'm their guy.
What if people are voting maybe more on the, you know, we want the best candidate that's a Republican? Is there some issues or anything that you would differentiate yourself on?
Well, I've been a loyal supporter for President Trump since day one. I have been a fighter, and that's a big thing. You know, people want a fighter. They want somebody who's going to be able to run a very aggressive race against Tim Kaine and the Democrats.
Once you're, if you win and if you beat Tim Kaine, how is one person out of 100 on Capitol Hill, would you be able to really make a difference?
Absolutely. We've lost, you know, so many of these votes for the president, so many of these votes for President Trump's agenda come down to one vote. If I'm in the United States Senate, I'm going for the, I will vote for the full repeal of Obamacare. I will vote to construct the wall on the Mexican border. I will vote to support the president's economic policies and to rebuild our military.
Are you concerned at all that that's, you know, too far right to win in Virginia?
No, look, you've got to be able to stand up for yourself. You have to be a fighter. That's why people have been electing me in Prince William County 5 times here in Northern Virginia. That's also why I've been able to get so many votes in the rest of Virginia. Republicans, conservatives are looking for a fighter, somebody who will support President Trump.
Northern Virginia is also getting more diverse, though, and you've, you know, made some attacks on Delegate Freitas over, and that's come out over his name and things like that. Are the attacks in that way, how are those helpful, and why are those types of things still coming up in this race?
Well, I haven't attacked Delegate Freitas in any way like that. You know, I know some people have, but look, I mean, this is politics. This is rough and tumble. You've got to be able to roll with the punches. You got to have a thick skin. You know, he should know that, but, you know, that's the way it is.
What, as far as, you know, people around here are always focused on, say, getting to work or having a job or those kinds of things, what kind of policies would you be able to help in on those kinds of issues or others that people might be able to say, oh, yeah, that's the other thing besides the more nationwide issues that he could really help me with?
Well, you know, I've been governing in Northern Virginia for 12 years, 10 years in the second largest locality in the state. You know, I've been able to improve our transportation systems. I've been able to improve education. People up in Northern Virginia know that we need the federal government to stand up and do what's necessary to improve I-95, I-66 without tolls. And they also know it's important that we rebuild our military and that those military jobs come to Virginia and not to other states.
Delegate Freitas, I just spoke to him a short time ago, and he basically said, well, you can't claim to be all this great because you voted for tax hikes in Prince William County. Any response?
Yeah. I mean, if you look at my record, tax bills today are lower than when I took office as chairman 12 years ago. And that's despite the fact that my population here in Prince William County has grown by 100,000 people. We've hired a net increase of 350 new firefighters, 200 new police officers, more than 1,000 new teachers. We've constructed more than 15 schools. And tax bills today are lower when adjusted for inflation than when I took office 12 years ago.
People have also, you know, especially on the Democratic side, which you would expect going into November, have brought up things about school safety and guns. Is there anything you would want people to know about your positions on those issues?
Sure. I'm the first in Virginia. You know, I've led Prince William County to become the first in Virginia to hire retired police officers to come into our schools. They're going to be covering all of our 95 schools in Prince William County to keep our kids safe, because the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. We're adding that security in Prince William. That's what we need to do all across Virginia.
What lessons would you take if you win June 12th from the governor's race last year, both your race, how close you were to getting the nomination, and then to the results that led to Governor Northam being elected?
Well, what I learned from that is that people are looking for a fighter. They know that, you know, despite the fact that I was outspent 5-1, despite the fact that, you know, Ed Gillespie had much more name recognition than I did at the beginning of the race, I was able to come within 1% of beating him, precisely because people are looking for somebody who can fight, who does fight, somebody who will support the President of the United States, somebody who will support the President on his America First agenda, rebuilding our military, reconstructing the VA, and then, focusing, federal resources here in Virginia on our highways and on the other needs that we have here in the Commonwealth.
So for you, is the issue vote for me if you support President Trump? Is that kind of your main pitch to people?
Vote for me if you support President Trump, if you want a United States Senator who's not only going to support the President, but who's willing to fight, who has fought, and for somebody who's been able to win 5 times in blue Northern Virginia.
Is there anything else you wanted to add as far as anything you've been hearing specifically from voters or as you've been going around the state that stuck out to you?
Look, they support, voters are increasingly supporting the President and his agenda. They know he's good for the economy. They want to bring back jobs, manufacturing jobs in particular. They want the VA to be reformed. They want to do something for veterans. They want to reconstruct America's infrastructure, especially here in the Commonwealth and in Northern Virginia in 66 and 95. And they want all those things, but the Democrats are getting in the way. The Democrats and Tim Kaine are trying to undermine the President. They're trying to undermine the President's efforts to rebuild America's infrastructure, to rebuild our military, and to bring back the economy. And that's why I'll be supporting the President very, very fiercely and very, very loyally when I'm in the United States Senate.